Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We started the show talking a little bit about the Bryce Harper slugfest. I wanted Mark Carman to come and answer a couple questions for us on this, and he's on a phone line right now. Hey, Carm, how are you?
John, I'm great. Good to be with you. Good to see you walking around over the weekend, by the way. I saw that wave, just so you know.
I live downtown now and will for about a month still more. So I'm always walking by the various shows, and I just kind of peek in and wave. Steve Dale shuts his whole show down and then does a play-by-play of me, but you guys don't give me any love on the air when I come by.
Well, you were real quick on Sunday. It was you were there and you were gone, so yeah. I didn't want to interrupt your day. You seemed like something important was going on. Don't take offense, John. If you want, I'll stop the show for you on the weekends. We have no problem doing that.
No, frankly, that you don't stop the show for me, I respect you even more. Love me some Steve Dale, but you guys were in the middle of something. Tell me what happened at this baseball game.
So, and this is a bizarre one, but this is also standard baseball on some level where baseball players are just very sensitive. We're talking about Hunter Strickland pitching for the San Francisco Giants against Bryce Harper, who hit two home runs against him in the divisional series in 2014. Harper, by the way, plays for the Nationals. Strickland plays for the Giants. Strickland's team, the Giants, won that series, won the World Series that year, and in both games, the Harper home runs off Strickland, the Giants won those games too. Hunter Strickland had not seen Bryce Harper since 2014, hadn't forgotten that he had hit homers and stared at him as they sailed into McCovey Bay and McCovey Cove. And he has the memory going, so, okay, I'm finally seeing Bryce Harper again, so I'm going to nail him with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball to the old rump.
Yeah, beat him on the butt.
That's
with
what happened.
95, I thought I heard 98, but either way, it wasn't a curveball, was it?
98, 95. 100% intent is the key, and you're right, 98 years old. 98 miles per hour, not years old, thank you.
It's weird that he's not distracted when you walk by.
So here's the deal. So this goes back to when Harper hit the couple of home runs, but it wasn't that he hit home runs off him. That's fair. Was it the fact that Harper kind of hot-dogged it around the bases that this is all about?
Right, right. You can't enjoy yourself after you hit a home run in the playoffs in the seventh inning of an enormous game. You have to start running immediately with your head down, or baseball players like Hunter Strickland are going to remember for 3 years and try to, exact revenge. That's true. You're absolutely right, though, John. He did not like how he reacted when he hit the home run. Well, the unwritten rules of baseball.
Who was it that a few years ago hit this gigantic home run in the playoffs? It might have been the World Series. And he sort of did a follow-through, watched the ball from the box. It was home run or something, and they win the game, something. And he had an elaborate follow-through and follow. And people were on his case about that. He did a bat flip, as I recall. Yeah, he did a bat flip.
Jose Bautista of the Blue Jays. That was a three-run homer in a phenomenal series with the greatest bat flip ever, and people freaked out that you can't watch it like that. I don't know. I mean, how you feel about this stuff, John? I enjoy entertainment in my baseball, and what ended up happening is that the next year, Bautista was sliding into second to Rougned Odor of the Rangers, and they ended up getting in a brawl. That was the revenge that was paid back on that one. But it was a 3-3 game in the seventh inning of the series there, and he launched a three-run shot, and the place went bananas, and everybody came out of the dugout, and Bautista took his time, and I thought that was awesome. What's wrong with some celebration in life? John, when you finish up this segment, if you like it, I think you should do a dance, and Elif should join you, and I think that's cool.
Right, so throw the headphones or spike them, walk around, preen a little bit, that sort of thing.
Bertrand should do a dance when he's done with his news. I mean, come on, let's enjoy our lives. We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time, right?
Oh, hold on, I got to write that
down.
Actually,
I do dance after my news,
Not
Mark.
Here for a long time. here for a good time. Oh, did you just make that up, or is that one that I missed?
No, that's around.
Really? Is that everybody knew? Why didn't you tell me about that one? Here for a good time. I'm going to start dropping that in the conversation. Go ahead and let me try it out. Hey, Steve, say something to me.
I'm sorry, John. What? I'm getting pulled in different directions.
That's
here.
Okay, Steve. Don't worry. I know you're busy. You're busy over there. But, Steve, you know, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
That's why you should be paying attention to the show, Bertrand.
That's okay. He's actually a newsman doing the news.
I know.
But here's the thing. I think that this, I mean, we're off on a tangent, but I'll finish this thought because I have thought about this a little bit. And I specifically remember it in the Batista case. I thought that that was a genuinely remarkable moment with a remarkable performance. I mean, I just thought it was an honest reaction. It wasn't showboating or hot-dogging per se. I mean, I think you get to walk the walk when you've done something that extraordinary. So, it wasn't pure showing off. It was hitting an incredible home run and feeling the moment and going, yeah! I mean, are these athletes supposed to be robots? They have emotions. They react. That was an honest expression, I think. It wasn't just, purely taunting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You and I are on the same page.
We are. We 100% are. And listen, it doesn't have to be pure joy, too. Like, some athletes will get cracked for, well, why is he crying? When you put so much into your craft and things don't go your way, sometimes, your emotions are going to come out in that way, too. And the same thing, I think, on the joy end of the spectrum.
But in this case, but let's go back to this case at hand.
Yeah, okay.
So there's Hunter Thompson. And in 2014, he gives up these home runs to Bryce Harper. It's pretty much 2017 everywhere now. So shouldn't he, was everybody expecting him to hit him or retaliate in some way? Or could he have just let that go?
So that's the key part of this, right? So you have, normally in these situations, you have a catcher who is going to protect the pitcher. I mean, Buster Posey probably jumps outright there and he grabs Bryce Harper so he doesn't allow him to have a run at his pitcher where he throws his batting helmet and punches him in the face, as it turns out. But Buster Posey didn't move. And no one on the Giants has defended the actions of Hunter Strickland. So I don't think he had any support from his teammates on this. And there were a bunch of teammates that were on that team in 2014. Posey was one of them. Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, Joe Panik were all on the same team. And none of them were coming to the defense of Hunter Strickland in the game or in the moment, Buster Posey. Now, some people are speculating that Strickland told Posey that he was going to hit Harper and don't stop him. Let him come out of me. I want to beat him up. I don't personally believe that, but that is a speculation out there. So,
do you think Posey knew? Do you think Buster must have known, though, that he was going to hit him, right? I mean,
I don't think he knew.
He was framing the pitch inside. He called for a fastball and he framed it inside. Wasn't that a tell to you in some way?
That does back up. I suppose he knew. I don't. I would think that if he knew he was going to throw at him, that it would have been a discussion and they would have been ready to defend him afterwards and even in the moment.
Right.
But, that's what I would think. But it is possible, the other side of it, that, hey, call for a fastball inside and this is all me. You have nothing to do with it. I will take the repercussions. I will take the suspension and if he's going to come out to me and want to fight me, then bring it on. I'm ready to go. I think that's equally believable, too. That's a 50-50 for me.
So if you were going to say who's more the instigator here or who's committed the bigger foul here, is it Harper for charging the mound and throwing his helmet, or was it Thompson for throwing that fastball? Who would you say
I have no problem with what Bryce Harper did. Listen, if you're going to throw at me, I am going to charge the mound, and I am going to try to hit you. And by the way, you should know that, Hunter Strickland. You should know that, the rest of baseball. So, he's putting himself in harm's way. You throw a punch, you might end up breaking your hand, and that's not good for Bryce Harper or the Nationals. But I think Bryce Harper should be suspended for like a game, and Hunter Strickland should be suspended for 15, something like that.
That's amazing.
Come on,
Well, all right, 15 games would be later. Four starts, right? So he would miss four rotations he's not going to get suspended for 15 games, though, is he?
I think it's going to be 10.
Really?
At least 10.
And Harper, though, but do you think Harper will only get suspended for the one?
I think he'll get, I'd say 3 to 5.
I mean, basketball doesn't cotton this anymore. You can't get off the bench. You can't. It's funny how all of the sports, like, you know, hockey encourages it and allows it. It's amazing, hockey's. Think about it. The difference between the NBA and the NHL and their attitude about fighting. It is verboten in the NBA. You just don't see guys throwing punches anymore. The best you get is some guys kind of tussling, or maybe running into a pick too hard, but you just don't see it. And then hockey, it's the exact opposite. Baseball kind of allows it. Baseball lets you charge the mound and punch him in the face in the middle of a game.
If they all wanted to stop it, they could say, listen, if you, like the NBA did, if you leave the bench, you get suspended. Because, you know, they had the malice in the palace with the Pacers and Ron Artest and the Pistons and going in the stands. And that was the end of that whole scene. They were not going to allow that anymore. And it's a lot more dangerous in basketball because something like that could happen. Although, I mean, that does remind me of when the Dodgers ended up going into the stands at Wrigley back in, I want to say, 98 or whatever it was. It went into the stands, and what that ended up doing was changing all the beer rules at Wrigley for the vendors, because I was a vendor back then, John. It cost me money. I'm still bitter. But, you know, the NBA stopped it there. The ice hockey, I mean, the NHL could stop it too, but there's part of the league that thinks that they need to have the fighting. Baseball, they don't want it, but they haven't gone to the level of saying you can't come out of the dugout, you're instantly suspended. So I guess they are complicit in that way. Hunter Strickland too, John, I mean, this guy's a reliever. So, I mean, if they suspend him, it's going to be more painful for him because he won't be,
he
to start every 5 days. He's available all the time. So
cost him more money. Hey, you got one more minute, Carm?
Yeah.
Mark Carmen's on
the phone.
Well, hold on one second there. A couple of questions and comments for you, including a Rizzo observation from Tom. Tom, stay there. We're talking to Mark Carmen, WGN Radio Sports, a little bit about the Bryce Harper, Hunter Thompson fight yesterday. You may have seen it. If not, you might want to watch it because it's thoroughly entertaining. Were any of them injured, by the way, in that fight? Do we know?
Were any what? I'm sorry?
Were either of them, and the fight, by the way, was one punch each of which landed. Was anybody injured in that fight?
No injuries. My favorite, though, was Hunter's getting taken off the field by four San Francisco Giants, and he's just continuing to try to fight his way back on the field as they pretty aggressively took him all the way back to the clubhouse, where I'm sure he went bananas. But they're like, get out of here, buddy. You are done for the day. You're not going to do anything more to embarrass yourself. At least that's how I saw it.
Bryce, though, was kind of cool. After he threw his punch, he sort of laid back. He didn't further instigate anything, did he?
Bryce, I just respected the way he went about it. He had his complete blow up, and then when it was done, he was like, okay, that's it. Like, I just expressed my emotion on that, and okay, I'll move on. And then he actually complimented Hunter after the game, saying, well, I'll say one thing about him. At least he didn't throw it in my head. It was a very accurate fastball at my thoughts.
Boy, that's a funny code in baseball, isn't it? I respect the way you did it, even though I tried to take your head off with my helmet and then tried to beat you up on the field. But props to you for the way you handled yourself out there. That's funny.
Right.
Tom had a question or a comment. Hey, Tom, you're on the air. What did you want to say? Hi.
Thanks, John. Real quick, I would advise Mr. Harper to watch some tapes of Anthony Rizzo, how to act like a man when you're hit, since he leads the league by being hit by pitches this year. He just walks it first and doesn't rub it. He just smiles at the pitcher. That's how you act, like a man. Not that baby stuff of rushing around. Okay, that's my comment.
Thanks for the call. By the way, I've also been crediting Hunter Thompson, who's a famous writer who smokes cigarettes on a long holder. I think that's Hunter Thompson. This would have been Hunter Strickland, if I'm not mistaken. He didn't throw it.
Yes.
So you feel free to correct me when I kind of go off the deep end there.
I did a couple times, John, but you just kept going. So I just started calling him Hunter.
That's because I wrote it down wrong. I literally have in front of me Hunter Thompson so that I know I'll get it right. So give me credit for that. All right. Well, when are we going to hear you on the radio again then, Mark?
I will. I'll be back this weekend, John, for the beach. Saturdays 4 to 7, Sundays 3 to 6. Although I think I might be off on this Saturday because I have yet another wedding, so I'm going to be forced to miss Saturday's show. I've not communicated that to upper management yet, so I'll have to make an email.
Was that you that was complaining last weekend about being invited to a wedding, and then you have a plus one? And then the wedding couple called and said, hey, listen, it's a little tight, so could you come without the plus one? Was that you?
That was not me, and I don't believe that story is exactly accurate to how it was told.
Oh, I believe that's how it was told.
Are you saying that Hunter S. Thompson has it wrong?
All right, I'll stop trying to remember things. I'm hanging up the phone now. Bye, Mark.
See you guys.
That's Mark Harmon.